This is round two of the 2021 NAQT National High School Championship Tournament. For this match, we have Great Valley B and Buchholz. Good luck to both teams. This is toss-up one. For taking this action, David Harris was jailed. This action titles a rag by Phil Oakes about a man who claims he carries a purse and has a disabled aunt. Tom Hayden demanded unconditional amnesty for people who performed this action, for which Jimmy Carter provided pardons. That's Ching Yu.
Draft dodging.
Draft dodging is what I need there. That's 10 points. And here's your bonus. Surgical treatments for this disease include deep brain stimulation of the subthalamic nucleus or lesioning the eternal globus pallidus for 10 points. Each, name this neurodegenerative disease in which the death of cells in the substantia nigra reduces input to the striatum.
It's probably just dementia, isn't it?
Sounds like it.
Yeah. Our answer is dementia.
This is Parkinson's disease.
Oh, wait.
The nigrostriatal neurons signal using this neurotransmitter. Drug addiction is linked to this compound's role in the reward pathway.
Like dopamine, right?
Yeah, dopamine.
That's it.
Our answer is dopamine.
One sign of Parkinson's is a fascinating example of this action. Defects in various genes noted SCA may cause impairment of this action.
Like what action? Just
like memory? Like
answer?
Answer memory?
It's a person's gait or the way they walk.
A gait.
Yeah, that is 10 on the bonus. Toss up two. A poem that ends by discussing this activity imagines a long-gone woodchuck who could say whether the speaker engages in just some human variety of it. After apple picking ends by contemplating this activity, which is twice mentioned at the end of a poem set in a lovely and dark forest. The speaker has promises to keep and miles to go before doing, for 10 points, what activity representing death in a Robert Frost poem? Brighton?
I'm not sure.
Okay, no penalty there. Lori?
Picking apples.
Now, this is sleep. Miles to go before I sleep. We'll go to toss-up three. The pure type of these programming concepts prohibits side effects, which are changes to non-local data. One name for them is the namesake of a programming paradigm inspired by the Lambda calculus. In C and Java, the void keyword indicates that one of these concepts lacks a return type. And in that's Brighton.
Just the method.
Yep, I can take that. Method, function, a couple others. Here is your bonus. This woman's publicist, George Putnam, advised her to adopt a close-lipped smile to hide her gap teeth in photographs for 10 points each. Name the celebrity aviatrix, often called Lady Lindy, and Queen of the Air by the press.
Amelia Earhart.
Yeah. Our answer is Amelia Earhart.
During an attempted 1937 circumnavigation, Earhart and this man, her navigator, vanished over the Pacific.
Fred Noonan. Fred Noonan.
Yeah.
Answer?
Say our answers.
Our answer is Fred Noonan.
That's right. After controversially signing a Lucky Strike cigarette endorsement deal in 1928, Earhart gave the money to this American admiral, the first man to fly over both the North and South Poles.
Lindbergh.
Sure. Answer. Our answer is Lindbergh.
Now this is Richard Byrd. 20 on the bonus there. Toss up four. This movement began via controversy over an object at the Chalk Gate circa AD 730, which was restored by Lazarus Zagrafos 113 years later. This practice was ended by the Second Council of Nicaea, convoked by Empress Irene. This practice, which Leo the... That's Ching Yu?
Iconoclasm.
That's right, for 10. And here's your bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about the formation of coal. Coal specifically forms from this substance made of decayed vegetation. It often accumulates in namesake bogs.
Peat.
Yeah.
Our answer is peat.
With increasing heat and pressure, peat is metamorphosed into higher grades of coal. This medium rank of coal is the most commonly used for power generation in the U.S.
Is it like bitumen or something?
Yeah, bitumen. Yeah. Bitumen. Our answer is bitumen.
I don't have that. I need bituminous.
Oh.
So we'll move to the next part. Adding even more heat and pressure will eventually produce this highest rank of coal, which has the highest percent carbon and the highest energy density.
This is anthracite, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, our answer is anthracite.
Anthracite is correct. 20 on the bonus. Plus a 5. This country is home to the metabolist architectural movement, whose principles can be seen in the designs for the 1970 World's Fair. Sunlight forms a cross pattern on the back wall inside this country's Church of the Light. A Frank Lloyd Wright building in this country survived a massive 1923 earthquake. For 10 points, name this home country. Chingyu?
Japan.
Japan for 10. Here is your bonus. This host makes contestants in danger of elimination, quote, lip sync for their lives for 10 points each. Name this host of the reality competition Drag Race.
RuPaul.
Yeah, our answer is RuPaul.
The winner of the lip sync is told Shantae, you stay, while the loser is sent off with this two-word phrase.
Any of you all know?
No.
Answer?
Goodbye. No.
I gotta call time. It's sashay away. And Carson Kressley, who was one of the judges on Drag Race, was one of the Fab Five on the original incarnation of this show. Its 2018 reboot features Tan France and Bobby Burke.
I don't watch this type of show.
Answer?
No answer.
Queer Eye. So 10 on the bonus there. Toss up 6. A poem by this man claimed that a contemporary's light did shine on some frail bark in winter's midnight roar. This man, who included that poem in his collection Alastor or The Spirit of Solitude, declared, I fall upon the thorns of life. I bleed, in a poem addressed to the wild breath of autumn's being. The line, if winter comes, can spring be far behind, appears in, for 10 points, what poet's ode to the west wind? Lori.
Shelley.
Percy Shelley for 10. Here's your bonus. This character is captured by the dissident writer F. Alexander after the Ludovico technique renders him unable to enjoy the music of Beethoven for 10 points each. Name this 15-year-old purveyor of ultra violence who leads a gang of droogs in dystopian London.
Oh,
that guy from like Clockwork Orange or something, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't know his name.
Answer?
I forgot all the characters.
Time. This is Alex. Alex is the protagonist of this author's 1962 novel, A Clockwork Orange.
Is it Kurt Vonnegut or am I dumb?
It's not Kurt.
Answer.
So why am I blanking out who wrote this?
Time, that is Anthony Burgess. Alex and his droogs prepare for their ultraviolent hijinks by drinking Maloko Plus from this specific establishment, which takes part of its name from the Russian for cow.
Cow.
Answer.
No answer.
Korova Milk Bar. So nothing on the bonus there. We'll go to toss up 7. This city is separated from Douglas Island by the rapidly drying Gastineau Channel. A French Canadian prospector with the first name Joe co-founded this city, whose namesake ice flow, including its Mendenhall Glacier, extends into the Tongass National Forest. This mainland city, which replaced Sitka as its state's capital, is not connected to. That is Luca.
Juneau,
Alaska for 10. Here's your bonus. This country's current flag was created in 1995 to replace one that depicted the Virginia sun for 10 points each. Name this country that, in February 2019, officially changed its name to resolve a long dispute with its southern neighbor.
Macedonia? Yeah. Oh, North Macedonia, right.
North Macedonia, final.
Make sure to say our answer is, but yes, that's correct. This southern neighbor of North Macedonia withdrew its objection to North Macedonia, joining the EU following the name change.
Greece, right?
Greece, fine. Our answer is Greece.
Yes, thank you. The symbol of the Virginia sun likely originates from Macedonian King Philip II, who in 338 BC created this League of Greek City-States, later managed by his son Alexander the Great.
Delian League?
Yeah, the Delian League.
Our answer is the Delian League.
This is the League of Corinth or Hellenic League, but you get 20 points in the bonus. Here's toss up 8. A book by this philosopher discusses an ideology that characterizes its victims as superfluous people and examines the rise of continental imperialism. Another book by this author emphasized the normality of a man who did not think for himself, but furthered his career by implementing Nazi policies. For 10 points, what author of The Origins of Totalitarianism wrote about the banality of evil in Eichmann in Jerusalem? Rittish.
Nietzsche.
No, sorry.
My bad, sorry.
Oh, that's fine. Time. This is Hannah Arendt. And we'll go to toss up eight. That was toss up eight. Toss up nine. This word and second name a nonlinear process that generates two photons of the same frequency. This word denotes a quantum system with evenly spaced energy eigenvalues, as well as a wave whose frequency is an integer multiple of the fundamental. A system described by this adjective is simple if it is not driven or damped. The restoring that is Terence.
Harmonic.
Harmonic is right for 10.
Oh,
here's your bonus. In a brief memo about this album, a CBS studio worker wrote, "Please advise in regards to its intended title," for 10 points each. Name this 1970 pioneering jazz fusion album. This follow-up to In a Silent Way opens with the track Pharaoh's Dance.
I really don't know anything.
No clue. So,
answer?
No answer.
It's called Bitches Brew. Bitches Brew is an album by this trumpeter whose song So What opens his modal jazz album Kind of Blue.
I don't
you know any trumpeters?
I don't know any like modern answer. Trumpeters. No answer.
Miles Davis. Davis's ensemble for Bitches Brew included Joe Zawinul and Chick Corea, both of whom played the Rhodes version of this instrument.
Guitar. I just guess guitars. I don't know.
Guitar, fine. Our answer is guitar.
No, this is a piano, an electric piano.
What?
Electric nothing piano. On the bonus there. Toss up 10, then we will have a score check. In this country, people throw metal discs 20 meters at a gunpowder target within a clay-filled box as part of the national sport of Tejo. This country provides over half of all flowers imported to the U.S. advertisements for its coffee feature, the hat-wearing farmer Juan Valdez. Its city of Medellin was once the center. That is Chingyu.
Colombia
for 10. Here's your bonus. The word maelstrom was inspired by the Moskstromen whirlpools in a body of water named for this adjective for 10 points each. Give this adjective, which names a sea that contains the Faroe Islands and borders a namesake European country.
Oh, this is the Norwegian Sea.
Okay.
Norwegian. Yeah, answer Norwegian. Our answer is Norwegian.
Yes. The sitar music of Ravi Shankar influenced Norwegian Wood, a song by this rock band whose other psychedelic works include Strawberry Fields Forever.
What?
Wait, who? I've definitely heard of this, but I don't remember.
Oh, no.
Answer?
No answer.
These are the Beatles. In a sketch by the comedy troupe Monty Python, a man attempts to return a Norwegian blue variety of this animal, despite the animal being dead.
It's a parrot. Yeah. Our answer is parrot.
It's a parrot.
We finally pop culture and actually know.
Yeah. All right. That is the half.
At the half, I have Great Valley B with 60, Buckholes with 120.
Good luck to both teams. This is toss up 11. The actor who
Claire.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Start that again. Oh, no problem. Here we go. Toss of 11. The actor who delivered this phrase was told to fight it as it wasn't pulling at our heartstrings enough. Another character laments that there was no other way right before this phrase is said. This phrase, along with I'm sorry, was actually not improvised by Tom Holland. For 10 points, what phrase, much used in internet memes, was said by Spider-Man to Iron Man before he vanishes at the end of Avery?
Mr. Stark, I don't feel so good.
That is exactly what I need. 10 points there. Here's your bonus. The activist Frauke Hildebrandt has campaigned for a jobs quota for people from this country's impoverished East for 10 points each. Name this country whose East-West economic gap has persisted since its 1990 reunification.
Yeah.
Germany.
Yeah.
Our answer is Germany.
In particular, Hildebrandt has campaigned in the upper and lower parts of this German federal state that borders Poland and the Czech Republic.
Bavaria, or am I dumb?
No, that's Upper and Lower Saxony. Our answer is Saxony.
Saxony is right. In contrast to liberal Leipzig, the second most populous city in Saxony, has been a hotbed of the alt-right Pegida movement.
Oh, Lois, that's got to be Dresden, then. It's not Leipzig.
Makes sense.
Our answer is Dresden.
Dresden. That's 30 on the bonus. Toss up 12. This work's author wrote a letter criticizing Lord Chesterfield for opportunistically promoting it. It notes that in England, oats are given to horses, but in Scotland, they support the people. The seven-year process of writing this 1755 work is described in James Boswell's Life of Its Author. For 10 points, name or describe this reference work, the preeminent British work of its type, until the publication of the OED. Nikhil?
Latin dictionary. I don't know.
No. Time. This is a dictionary of the English language, or just Samuel Johnson's dictionary would have been fine. We'll go to toss of 13. This element replaces some hydrogens in a class of biphenyl derivatives that are now banned due to environmental toxicity. A hydrogen is substituted by this element in the monomer of neoprene, which is synthetic rubber. Many pipes are made of a plastic whose monomer is a vinyl group substituted with this element. The polymer PVC contains, for 10 points, what halogen also used as a disinfectant in swimming pools. Chingyu?
Chlorine.
Chlorine. In response to this event, a Texas bank offered a 10% bonus on certain exchanges or deposits for 10 points each. What summer 2020 event was exacerbated by the COVID-related closures of laundromats, not enforcement of parking meters, and an increase in contactless payments?
What? Wait,
answer?
No answer.
There was a coin shortage. This fast food chain offered a free meal and a $10 bill for every $10 in change. In 2019, its president promised it would stop donating to anti-gay groups.
It's Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
The Economist suggested emulating this European country, the world's most cashless economy. It shows a no lockdown response to COVID.
It's Sweden.
Sweden. Our answer is Sweden.
It was Sweden. That is 20 on the bonus toss of 14. A leader of this event declared unhappy country where they don't even know how to hang you after his execution was botched. The appointed leader of this event, Sergei Trubetskoy, fled to the Austrian embassy instead. Participants in this event wanted Constantine to ascend as a constant. That is Terence.
The Decembrist Revolution?
Yes. That is 10 on the bonus. On the toss-up, rather. Here is your bonus. Many of this artist's paintings of the American West were inspired by his 1859 trip with Frederick Lander. For 10 points each, name this German-born painter of Gates of the Yosemite, Sunrise in the Sierras, and Lake Tahoe.
No, shoot. I definitely used to know this.
I didn't take artists. That's your
answer. I did, and I don't have no answer.
This is Albert Bierstadt. Bierstadt is often described as part of the second generation of this American school of landscape painting founded by Thomas Cole.
This is the Hudson River School, I'm pretty sure. And our answer is Hudson River School.
It is. A Native American raising a spear is nearly knocked off his horse in Bierstadt's painting of The Last of These Animals. A Frederick Remington painting depicts several runners of these animals.
Buffalo, all right. Our answer is Buffalo.
It is Buffalo, 20 on the bonus. Plus up 15. In Lakota mythology, this animal form is often assumed by the spirit Iktomi, while in Hopi creation myth, the world's first animals are guided by a grandmother named for this animal. In Greek myth, after she depicted episodes of the Olympians' infidelity, that is Terence.
Spider
for 10. Just missed power. Here's your bonus. Reactive oxygen species can cause harmful cellular effects in the body for 10 points each. Most reactive oxygen species are examples of this type of chemical, which contain unpaired electrons.
Is it not just...
It's an anion, is it not?
Anion, right?
Answer?
I don't know.
Our answer is anion.
Now, these are free radicals. This specific reactive oxygen species, whose formula is O2 minus, is broken down by a namesake dismutase enzyme in the body.
O2 minus, wait. Ozone? Is that ozone?
Answer? No, ozone's O3.
Wait, no, it's not.
time. No, that's a superoxide. Photosynthesis can produce this form of oxygen in which all electron spins are paired so that net spin is zero. The name of this short-lived species indicates that its spin multiplicity is one.
Anoxide, I don't know. Okay. We didn't learn this in bio.
Our answer is anoxide.
This is a singlet oxygen, so nothing on the bonus there. Toss up 16. The first internal ribosome entry site was discovered in this virus, which enters cells by binding to CD155. Coxsackie viruses are closely related to this enterovirus, which causes a myelitis that destroys cells of the anterior horn. This virus can cause spinal or bulbospinal paralysis, which was historically treated with iron lungs. 10 points. What, Brighton?
Polio.
Polio is correct for 10 points there. Here's your bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about the Roman poet Voconius Victor. Voconius Victor was a friend of this Roman emperor who wrote an epitaph contrasting Victor's sexy lines and pure mind. This emperor ordered the construction of a namesake wall in northern Britain.
Hadrian. Our answer is Hadrian.
Voconius Victor was also friends with this Roman poet who described Victor's affair with a boy in one of his epigrams.
No clue.
Answer?
No answer.
That's Martial. Voconius Victor's friendship with Hadrian is attested to in this author's writings. He described how Lucius is turned into a donkey while trying to perform magic in his novel The Golden Ass.
No clue.
Yeah, no answer.
That's Apuleius. So 10 in the bonus. We'll go to toss up 17. During this man's presidency, the Supreme Court's miracle decision granted films First Amendment protections. This president chose his Treasury Secretary, Fred Vinson, to succeed Chief Justice Harlan Stone. The Supreme Court voided this man's seizure of private property in the Youngstown Terrence.
Truman.
Truman is right for 10. And here's your bonus. For 10 points each, answer the following about Jewish men in musicals. The Jewish pickpocket Fagin sings reviewing the situation in a Lionel Bart musical titled For This Orphan, created by Charles Dickens.
Orphan's Oliver Twist.
Right? Oliver Twist.
Yeah. I mean,
our answer is Oliver Twist.
Run with it.
Yes. Tevye leads the company in singing this opening number from Fiddler on the Roof that examines people's various roles in Jewish society.
Doctors, bankers, and no, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Answer?
No answer.
It's called Tradition. Tate and his daughter emigrate to America at the start of this musical based on an E.L. Doctorow novel whose historical characters include Henry Ford, Booker T. Washington, and Harry Houdini.
I don't really know what this type of stuff. So.
Answer?
No answer.
And that's called ragtime. 10 on the bonus for all twist. We will go to toss up 18. This quantity may be legally increased under the MCI program. John Lindsay's MBR system weakened the regulation of this quantity. In May 2021, Judge Dabney Friedrich struck down a CDC order protecting people who did not pay this quantity. Avery.
Rent.
That's right for 10. And here's your bonus. Both Western Australia and this island chain were sites of early field work by anthropologist Alfred Radcliffe Brown. 10 points each. What Indian Ocean island chain separates its namesake sea from the Bay of Bengal to the west?
The Andaman Island.
It's Andaman. Just Andaman. Yeah.
Our answer is the Andaman Island.
Mm-hmm. Two northern groups of the Andaman Islands are administered by this country that lies between India and Thailand.
So Myanmar.
Yeah.
Our answer is Myanmar.
I got VPN to Myanmar once. Okay.
This largest island of Thailand, a popular tourist beach resort, is in the Andaman Sea. Answer?
Our answer is Sriracha.
Now this is Phuket. 20 on the bonus, toss up 19. This author created Cornelius van Baerle, who was put in jail before he can grow a lucrative flower in the novel The Black Tulip. To distinguish this author from the author of The Lady of the Camellias, the word pear is added to his name. In a novel by this author, the Duke of Buckingham is preyed upon by the spy, Milady de Winter. For 10 points, who wrote about that is Nikhil?
Dumas.
Alexandre Dumas. And here's your bonus. Because this speech was given in classical Japanese, an NHK announcer had to clarify its meaning directly afterward for 10 points each, named this speech that announced the acquiescence to the Potsdam Declaration, stating, the war situation has developed not necessarily to Japan's advantage.
The surrender of Japan speech?
Dual voice broadcast. What? It's called the dual voice broadcast.
Okay, say it.
I got a call time, sorry. It is the dual voice broadcast. The dual voice broadcast was given by this emperor of Japan during World War II.
Hirohito.
Hirohito.
Yes. The record containing the dual voice broadcast survived this August 14th, 1945 incident in which army officers unsuccessfully tried to prevent Japan's surrender via a coup d'etat.
Locked in.
Say it.
Our answer is a Mukden incident.
This is the Kyujo incident. That is 10 on the bonus, toss up 20. One movement of this work opens with a pair of 32nd note triplets followed by a 4-note 16th note motif, while another was inspired by a bulldog falling into a river. Its seventh movement has a 1-1 time signature and was inspired by architect Arthur Troitich Griffith. This work's title refers to the claim that its theme is a counterpoint to an unknown popular melody. For 10 points, name this work by Edward Elgar. Time. These are the Enigma variations, and that is the game.
At the conclusion of the game, I have Great Valley B 100, Buckholz 280. And if you hold for a moment, I'll get your next round information posted.